This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
I caught up with a few friends yesterday, and one of them is heading to a wedding this weekend. She talked about the couple and the venue, and then she wanted to talk about her dress, the dress she has rented for the occasion. There wasn't a bit of shame, the kind of shame I've felt when I've rented ill-fitting tuxedos for weddings. In fact, there was enthusiasm. It turns out the rental clothing market is booming, and like everything else, it's based online. It's also aimed at women. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Law school student Sarah Mannix sees nothing icky about renting a dress. Back in college,
it was pretty normal to me to go into my friend's room before going out and saying, oh, do you have anything to wear? Can I borrow a dress?
So leasing a new look feels natural.
Borrowing someone else's clothes to wear for one night has always been kind of my go-to move for having a good wardrobe.
A bunch of rental clothing companies is betting on that attitude. Some have niches such as plus size or pregnancy clothing. Others offer the aspirational customer like Mannix a little luxury. Sean Grain Carter teaches at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York.
You might not be able to afford a yacht, a private plane, or a second home, but you can afford an Hermes handbag, a Birkin bag, and then you can return it because you only need it for that weekend to impress your friends at a bar mitzvah.
You can rent something completely different for your brother's wedding 2 weeks later. Jennifer Hyman is the co-founder and CEO of a five-year-old company called Rent the Runway. She says Spotify, Netflix, and Airbnb are just part of the rental economy, and fashion is an obvious next step.
I fundamentally believe that within the next 10 years in this country and later everywhere around the world, that every single woman will have a subscription to fashion, just like she has a subscription to music and to entertainment. And a portion of what you wear will be things that you rent.
Of the companies that have sprung up during the last 10 years or so, Rent the Runway is the biggest and most ambitious. It specializes in leasing designer gowns and accessories for a few days at a time. Customers search for their garment and reserve it online. After use, they ship it back to the company's warehouse. It's dry cleaned, mended if necessary, and shipped out to the next customer, often on the same day. I had never thought about renting a dress in my life. But since I'm here in one of the company's New York showrooms, I head into a dressing room. And I'm in. I'm wearing a deep plum, sleeveless gown by a designer called Raoul.
Definitely feeling somewhat Cinderella-like.
It retails for just under $1,000. I could rent it for $165.
So, admittedly, the headphones ruin the look slightly, but...
Okay, I actually think this is perfect on you.
I wish my life were glamorous enough for me to need it. Law student Sarah Mannix goes out a lot more than I do. She spent about $800 at Rent the Runway during the last few years. One reason she rents rather than buys? The prevalence of social media.
My main goal is to look good at the event that I'm going to. I'd prefer not to be wearing the same thing that I've been in Facebook pictures or on Instagram wearing 6 months ago.
She may not have to wear the same thing twice even when she starts work. Rent the Runway recently launched a subscription service. Customers begin a queue of more everyday clothing and accessories and receive a few new items a month. Mannix is on the waiting list. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.